The international music ensemble group Silk Road is going out on tour with a new leader. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma started the group in 1998 to cross cultural boundaries through music. He has stepped aside, and now MacArthur genius Rhiannon Giddens is in charge. Giddens picked up her second Grammy in April for They're Calling Me Home, an album she recorded with her partner Francesco Tarisi.
It was a record that we made in Ireland on our own with our friend who engineered it and a couple of fantastic musicians. And so to have it win, you know, to win for something that's such a pure kind of expression of what we were feeling during the pandemic, it was a bit special.
Now with Silk Road, Giddens' worldview will expand even further, performing with musicians from countries like Iran, Syria, Japan, and China. Here's a sample of what audiences will hear when Silk Road's Phoenix Rising tour begins in July.
Jori tor dakshne kyo na she tobi ekla chalore Jori tor dakshne kyo na she tobi ekla chalore
Phoenix Rising has been described as a clarion call and a collective grieving song. When Rhiannon Giddens joined me to talk about the tour, I asked her what that meant to her.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about what our first thing that we wanted to do coming back from the pandemic, and obviously my first tour with Silk Road. And, you know, the thing is, art has such a powerful ability to help people process emotion, you know, in a culture that's not very keyed in. You know what I mean? We're not really encouraged to live in our emotions very much. We're encouraged to sort of tamp them down and go back to work. And even as we look at this pandemic, like, it's still going. People are still dying. And yet, you know, in society, we're acting like it's over and, oh, wasn't that a shame? A million people died, whatever, you know. And that's just not how the human psyche works. You know, we can tamp it down, but it will spill out. People lost people. People lost the opportunity to grieve. So I think there's a lot of trauma that has come up because of this pandemic that we are going to take a long time to process. And so we're not trying to fix that ourselves, but we're going to start here and then we're going to end here. And hopefully we'll all be walking away with a little bit of idea that we've kind of grieved together a little bit and held each other up in the beautiful way that art can do.
Well, and the music, I mean, it may not fix the problem, but it might help. Let's listen to some more. This is called Ascending Bird. This is an arrangement of a traditional Iranian piece. One of the arrangers, Colin Jacobson, said that Silk Road, the group, made it possible. Tell me about that and what happens musically when collaboration is going on across cultures like that.
Well, I mean, it is, I think, the strongest and most important piece of what Silk Road does is that people are coming from different walks of life. They're coming from different cultures. They're also coming from different musical languages. You know, it's not just cultural. It's also musical differences. You know, if you are a part of Silk Road, that means that you are willing to stand at a crossroads with someone else from a different culture, from a different background, and find a common language, to find that commonality that then highlights the things that we all feel as humans, you know? I think that's part of the brilliance of the ensemble.
Well, and one of the things I noticed in this project is that you are actually singing in different languages. What is that like? Can you still feel what you're singing?
You know, I can. When you are really deep inside a song that is not in your home language, your mother tongue, you have to find a way in it, I think, in sometimes a more profound way than, you know, when you're singing in English. Because when you're singing in English, you're like, of course I know this. You know, I know what these words mean. But when you study a different language, you have to really sink into not only what you're saying, but also how it sounds, the approach of it, how you hold your mouth. All of those things, for me, contribute to a sort of a space of communion with the emotion that I find very, very powerful.
Yo-Yo Ma founded Silk Road, as I said, in the 1990s. Big shoes to fill. But just by virtue of you being Rhiannon Giddens, who you are, I wonder if your eyes see things and your ears hear things that even his could not. Like, what do you bring to Silk Road?
Well, I like to say that the only way to fill Yo-Yo Ma's shoes is to not wear any. So that's I already did. I already don't wear shoes. So, you know, and I think that that really exemplifies that I'm just bringing a totally different approach. So I'm coming in from a much more of a, I mean, I have classical background, but I have a folk training as well. And I'm very much coming from how can we pull more of that in? You know, there already is some, but I'm going to be even wanting to bring more in just because that's my perspective. Yeah. I bring where I'm coming from and I bring ideas, you know, in the direction that I know and I bring. But that's kind of the whole point.
Speaking of your ideas and your perspective, I want to listen to a song here that is a part of this project, but was actually on your last album. It's called Oh Death.
Oh, oh, death. Oh, oh, death in the morning. Oh, oh, death. Spare me over till another year. Sinner looked around and began to cry, said, oh, no, death, I'm not ready to die.
Now, that song just gives me the goosebumps every time I hear it. What happens to your approach to a song like that when you're working not by yourself, but with an ensemble?
You know, it's the best thing. I'm such a collaborator at heart. The idea is that it becomes what it needs to become with this group of people, you know, and then
sounds different though, doesn't it?
It does. And I think that, you know, I'm really into different, bringing out different facets of a song, you know, with different collaborators and with different contexts and different textures. And I was just delighted. And also just what it stands for and what it is. There's just a whole lot of reasons why, you know, I wanted to put that into Phoenix Rising. And it's just everybody just really stepped up and jumped into my world for a second.
And I can't hear that song without wondering how you're reflecting on all the terrible things that we are seeing in the world right now. The war in Ukraine, the gun violence that is just absolutely haunting this country.
Yeah, I mean, that's what those songs are for. You know, those moments, that's why I started singing that song in the first place. Those moments of like, having to try to deal with these huge things, you know, which, by the way, most of humankind have had to deal with. You know, I read a lot of history. I listen to a lot of history podcasts. You know, I'm just looking at, like, civilization taking over civilization. So many people dying, like, for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries, right? And I think violence is part of the human condition. It is something we always have to strive to conquer. And so I think
right.
For
it's almost amazing to think that like that the world would all of a sudden become this better place once the pandemic sort of got to this stage, you know. It's like, well, we got through that. Well, the world is still a terrible place. Let's hear another piece of music. This is Omoide.
Kimi ga haita shiroi ki ga ima yukuri kaze ni notte sora ni ukabu kumo no naka ni sugoshizutsu kiete yuku.
So I don't know exactly what you're singing there, but I can feel the healing, the peacefulness in that song. You say that maybe art can bridge the chasms that divide us. That is the whole point of the Silk Road, right? I mean, but have you seen it? Do you think that peace through art is really possible?
I think healing through art is possible. Peace is, it takes a consensus. Peace takes action. Peace takes the release of ego. There are a lot of things that we have to do to get to peace. Music helps us get to the spot where we want peace. Music itself, it cannot fix world hunger. Music itself cannot fix the war in Ukraine. Music can help us process our emotions, process our thoughts, get to a better space as humans so that we don't want to do these terrible things. You know, that's kind of what I think music and art is for, is to heal these wounds. Like, people only cause violence because they are wounded themselves, because they're coming from a culture of violence. You lash out when you don't know what to do, you know, about the pain inside. And it's terrible for everybody. And it's, of course, is more terrible for some than others. Like, that's always the way that it breaks down. But, you know, the response to They're Calling Me Home, which is the record that Francesco and I made. It's not going to save the world, but like there are multiple people who've gotten in touch with me and said, this helped me process the death of my grandmother who died during COVID and I couldn't go to her funeral. This helped me, you know, when I feel really sad, I listen to this music and, you know, oddly enough, it makes me feel better. And I just go, you know, the potential that Silk Road has on such an exponential way, you know, even from what Francesco and I can do, you have a larger group of people bringing their own ideas of grief and rebirth from their own cultural backgrounds, from their own musical standpoints, and coming together. And it's just like the power of that is just enormous. And so, I mean, that's why I said yes to coming on board, because I wanted to be a part of that.
Rhiannon Giddens, each time we speak, you give me hope that maybe things can get better. So thank you so much. Artistic director of the Silk Road Ensemble, 2-time Grammy Award winner. Thank you so much. Best of luck on the tour.
Thank you for having me.
You can see where Silk Road will be on tour this summer and hear our previous interview with Rhiannon Giddens at hereandnow.org.